It's Rachel and
Emily
from Crime Kooks. We have McKenna O'Connor here to ramble on about one of her many passions, color guard.
All right, so I'm going to ask the first question here. So McKenna, when did you start color guard? Like what year?
I was in seventh grade. I don't know what year, but it was seventh grade.
So since I can't do math, how long have you been doing color guard from, like, up until now? Do you know how many years?
I'm not sure how many years, but literally since 7th grade to 10th grade. So, like, 3 to 4 years.
What's the change from middle school color guard to high school color guard like?
In middle school, you only do winter guard. You don't have fall guard. So that's the biggest change. And just the difficulty level. Mm-hmm. Increases a lot, and you add more equipment like mm-hmm. rifle and saber to it.
Yeah. So how did you learn about this sport in like the first place?
So my grandma, my mom, and my aunt all did color guard. So, and at the time my aunt was teaching a color guard at another school. So she told me about how the Francis Howell District was doing a middle school team, and I was just interested and did it.
Do these people have a big impact on your life?
Like my family who did it, or my yeah. guard team?
Your family.
Yeah, because then it's like it kind of feels like I'm keeping the like tradition going, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like why you chose to do this sport, to kind of like keep that tradition.
Yeah, and it was just like it's something that I would have in common with my mom then with school, and that's kind of mm-hmm. cool. And it just looked fun.
Mm-hmm.
So were you nervous when you first started?
Yeah, I was scared I wasn't going to be, like, good at it. And then, like, everyone would, like, hate me and I wouldn't make the team. Mm-hmm. But it ended up being fine.
How long did it take for you to get comfortable with the team?
Not that long. People in guard are super nice. And they pretty much invite any new person in with open arms, so.
All right. Could you explain what color guard is for those of us who may not know?
So, in marching band, you probably will see the flags, like, with the band, and we do routines with flags, rifles, and sabers to music. So that's basically it.
So what is your, like, current position on the team? Like, what do you do? Like, rifle, saber?
I do flag, rifle, and saber. I do all equipment right now.
So does that mean, like, didn't you say to us one time that you were, like, the only person in your grade to, like, get that far or something?
Right now, I am the only one in my grade who is on saber. And last year, I was the only one in my grade to be on rifle. So, yeah.
Once again, for those of us who don't know, can you explain the difference between flag, rifle, and saber?
So, flag is a 6-foot metal pole with a bed sheet on it. And you toss it into the air and do routines with it. Same with rifle, it is a wooden block that is shaped as a rifle, and you toss that in the air. And a saber is about a 4-foot-ish, 3-foot-ish long metal rod that you throw into the air that looks like a saber.
So, like, have you ever had, like, any, this sounds like kind of dangerous equipment, like with a saber, have you ever had, like, any accidents with that?
Oh, yeah. So, a lot of the times, it would fall onto my wrist, and it made my whole hand turn blue. Ooh. In purple for about 4 weeks, and I hit the same spot again, and I got a huge bump on my wrist that just would not go down, and I almost broke it, but it's fine. You can also get concussions very easily because people throw things, and if you don't watch out, it's hit many people in the head.
Speaking of many people, are you close with any of the other people on the team?
I'm close with a lot of the upperclassmen and people in my grade. We're pretty much all friends with each other. It's not like they were like super distant from each other. We're kind of just as like a family.
What's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory, I don't really have a specific one, but just being able to go to competitions and football games with the entire guard and watch other teams compete against you is really fun, especially when you get to go out of town and stay at a hotel with all of your friends. That's just really fun.
So do you have like a specific event that you do, like any type of like event, like Winter Guard, that's your favorite?
So in Winter Guard, we didn't get to go this year or last year because of COVID, but there's one competition in Dayton, Ohio, where we get to stay for like a whole weekend, and it's world competition. So it's just everyone from around the US basically, or and other places around the world, they all come to Dayton, Ohio, into this huge arena, and they all compete in your own divisions. And it's just a really cool experience to be able to see that many guards and compete against that many people.
All right. So what have you learned from your time in color guard?
Just kind of like how to work for something that you really want to be good at and to have a passion about something. Because before I didn't really have that feeling, but now I just... It's something I know I want to work towards because I know that I'm good at it.
So tying kind of back into the memories thing, do you have any funny memories from color guard, just like of any year?
Oh God. Okay. Well, my eighth grade year, I'm not going to say who, because I don't want to embarrass them, but we were watching a run through, and during the run through, someone just straight up fell on their butt. And it was really funny. And one of the girls was like, guys, I have to pee. And we were like, you can hold it. And then she laughed and peed her pants. And we had to take her uniform and use a hand blow dryer in the bathroom to dry off her uniform.
Oh my God. Wait, so the girl you said, does there happen to be video of that event when she fell?
There's not a video of her peeing her pants, but I do have a video of the girl falling during the show.
I knew it was that one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. Do you have any upcoming shows?
We actually have a quote-unquote competition next weekend on Saturday. We're doing virtual competitions this year, so we are recording them and then submitting them on competition days. Mm-hmm. So this Saturday is our first one, as long as it doesn't get canceled from the snow.
So speaking of like upcoming shows and stuff, how has like COVID impacted Color Guard?
Well, obviously, we can't be in person at places nor travel. We have to wear masks the entire time at practice now, and we have to social distance at all times. So basically, we get to stay in the small gym and record our video, and then we have to submit it before the competition day, and then we just get to watch all of them on a TV.
Speaking of practices, how often do you have them?
So for Winter Guard, we have practices Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
All right. And then does practice ever interfere with your life outside of Color Guard?
Yeah, especially Saturdays, because we have it from 8 to 1. So I have to wake up pretty early, which means I can't really do stuff on Friday nights with my friends because I had to wake up early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And so, oh, sorry. Okay. I just want to quickly ask something. So when it comes to like your plans for the future, like, do you have any other like plans, like getting a job or anything? And like, how will Color Guard kind of affect that?
So I plan on getting a job over the summer. And during marching band, we do have practice every single day. So it's going to be a little difficult to juggle a job and go to practice, especially during band camp, because band camp is for 2 weeks and all day from like 9 to 9. So that'll be a little difficult, but I'll just have to work during the day and then go to practice at night.
All right. You already explained what a normal practice looks like. You've explained, you know, what you've learned, but how do you plan to use the skills that you are gaining from Color Guard in the future?
Well, it definitely helps, like, communication skills, because you have to learn to cooperate and communicate with other people. So that kind of helps with, like, using that in real life, like, in the actual world.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's definitely helped me be more, like, extroverted, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not as scared to talk to people because of it.
Yeah.
Are you planning to continue this color guard, like, outside of high school, like in college, too?
I hope to. It really just depends on the college I go to. If they have a program, I will. If they don't, I'll have to search outside of that to join something. So it just depends on what's available, and we'll have to see about marching band. Not sure about that one yet.
Are there any scholarships for color guard, do you know?
It depends on the school again. If there's a program in the college that you're going to that has a color guard program, you can get scholarships for it. Not full rides, because it's not like football or softball or golf, baseball, but you can still get some scholarships because it's still considered a band program.
So, if speaking of, like, all these colleges, is there any, like, specific college that you want to go to, and does that college offer a scholarship?
So, I'm not entirely sure which schools offer scholarships for it, but I know Mizzou has a really good color guard. It's Ionic, and I think it'd be pretty cool to go there because I've always loved their winter guard shows and marching band shows, so, yeah.
All right. Is there anything you have to say to anyone considering joining Color Guard?
It's really fun, and it teaches you so much, and you really do become a family with everyone, and everyone is so accepting no matter who you are. They will all be friends with you and accept you with open arms, but it is very time-consuming, so you have to make sure that you have an open book to be able to pretty much devote all of your time outside of school to it. But it's so worth it because you feel so good after performing in front of people, and knowing that you've made a difference in someone's life is really awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to quickly circle back to some specifics. Is there, like, how do they, like, plan these types of events that they do in Color Guard? Like, do you ever get to pick out your music or your props or anything?
So, us as performers, we don't. Our coaches do. Our coaches basically pick a song. Then, off of that, they pick what silks we should use, what equipments we need, and what props would go well with it. And then, off of that, they pick a theme or a name of the show, and then they pick our costumes and tarp.
I see. All right. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just if you're thinking about joining, you should just try it. It's super fun, and yeah.
You go. Keep interrupting each other.
No, just okay, you go.
Okay, so thank you so much for letting us interview you about the sport.
Yeah, anytime.
Thank you. So that's McKenna and her life of color guard. For more interesting stories, visit fhntoday.com, and don't forget to follow FHN Publications on Insta.